would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I really wish you would call me back. Remember when we used to do that all the time? It was wonderful. I think it could be again. I'm willing. Because it was warm today, I went to the store, and on the way back, I stopped, as I normally do, to visit my friends, Gary and Lynn. And it's interesting to be in a place with two people with a rather checkered past. He, obviously, being the amputee, she has her issues. But the love that I see between them is to a depth that's rare. And it's really delightful to be around them. Our depth of conversation is not that strong. But it's abundantly clear they look at me as a friend. And I'm appreciative of that. It's a model I would like to set before my family, you know. Acting in love. You may or may not be aware that a trial has started yesterday in England. The extradition of Julian Assange to the United States to face 175 years in prison. And it hits home. And I just spent a few minutes trying to explain that. And it'll include a picture that is rather hard to watch, to look at. I'll explain that in a letter separately. But you see, you do things differently if you actually believe that Jesus Christ is the creator and the redeemer of his elect. If you believe that you're doing the right thing by an institution, you're basically a person without hope. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, not the institution. And his demands in your life. Yes, it's a free ticket in one sense. It's extremely expensive another for you. And I want to encourage my family, my kids, my wife, and even Jim Cross to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and to love. I tried to do that today. And I want to do that hand in hand with my lady. I'm so in love with you, it's ridiculous. I wouldn't be continuing to do this for years if it wasn't because I love you. I hold nothing against you. I want to hold your hand again. I want to pat your behind again. I want to share joy, the joy of life with you. As I pointed to George, Ecclesiastes 9:9. Let's live it together. Dorothy Jane, I love you.